I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. After months of political wrangling, the House has approved a $19 billion disaster aid package designed to help victims of recent storms. The legislation, which was approved last night, will help speed the relief funds to communities hit by tornadoes, wildfires, volcanoes, flooding, and other disasters. It also includes money for Puerto Rico, which is still rebuilding after hurricanes devastated the island in 2017. Georgia is set to benefit from the bill after suffering billions of dollars in damage as a result of Hurricane Michael last year. The legislation now heads to the president's desk for signature. And after Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp postponed a trip to Hollywood amid fallout over the abortion ban he signed into law, his Democratic rival Stacey Abrams is planning to go instead. Abrams will meet with Hollywood figures next week to discuss health care issues in the state. Because of lucrative tax incentives, Georgia is the third largest film industry hub in the country. But several actors and producers have pledged to boycott the state, and major studios have said they could leave if the law goes into effect next year. That list includes Disney, Netflix, Warner Media, and most recently AMC, which shoots The Walking Dead in Georgia. A Sandy Springs police officer is recovering after being struck by a car while directing traffic yesterday. Police say 25-year-old Madison Leftwich hit the officer with her car and fled the scene. She was later tracked down and arrested. Sergeant Sam Worsham told 11 Alive that another driver came to the officer's aid.
Another motorist that came up immediately after the officer was struck actually stopped their vehicle, got out, used the officer's radio, and called it out that an officer had been hit by a car.
The officer was discharged from the hospital and is recovering at home with minor injuries. A former University of Georgia student is accused of running a Ponzi scheme out of an unnamed fraternity house. The Securities and Exchange Commission says 22-year-old Syed Arham Arbat defrauded at least eight people of more than $250,000. And state investigators are seeking new tips in the unsolved killing of a rural grocery store owner more than 45 years ago. The Valdosta Daily Times reports the Georgia Bureau of Investigation hopes for some fresh leads in the September 1973 shooting death of Claude Norris Wood at his store in Hayhira. Then-Governor Jimmy Carter offered a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest, but no suspects were ever apprehended. The victim's grandson says he hopes to finally get some answers to what he calls a senseless murder. And in sports, the Braves are in Pittsburgh tonight to start a three-game series with the Pirates. First pitch, 7:05 p.m. The Braves are currently a half game behind the Phillies in the NL Eastern Division. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.